Happy Thursday, 6 minutes after 8 in the a.m., and we're going to talk about kids today, keeping your kids safe, and how much control should other people and entities have over your children. Remember, it takes a village to raise a child. All right, so let's set the stage a little bit. If you have children in school and you make the effort to go pick them up from school, you know how interesting that can be sometimes. It's organized chaos, I think, is the best way you can describe it. How the teachers and the administrators keep everything safe, I don't know. I roll up to pick up my kid, and the person that's there kind of keeping all the little ankle biters and rugrats in line, they know my car. They know me. As soon as I roll up, they call out my daughter's name and say, "Hey, your dad's here," you know, pile in the car. For example, I mentioned it before we did the break for this segment. My daughter's friend hurt herself, minor. I mean, it wasn't anything major. There wasn't a bone poking through or anything like that. But kind of hurt herself and didn't want to walk home, asked if I could give her a ride with my daughter. Lived very close. Yeah, absolutely. No problem. And then the fear gripped me. It's like, wait, whoa, hey, first of all, I don't have the parents' permission to do this. Are the parents okay with this idea? The administrators see someone other than my daughter getting into my car. Are they going to think I'm kidnapping a child? You know, what all these things started running through in 10, 20 years ago, back when I was in school, wouldn't have been a big deal.
That's where we are these days as a society, even though stranger abduction is very minuscule.
Yeah, but don't get me going down the rabbit hole of just because it's a small problem, it shouldn't be addressed.
I understand.
Okay, and tell me, what would you do if your kid got abducted?
Well, I'm not saying that, but what I'm saying is that at this point in time, the example you gave, we wouldn't even thought about it. Even 10 years ago or 15 years ago when I was picking my kids up from school.
Yeah.
We would have no compunction of letting one of their friends get in the car and take
absolutely. When I was middle school, grade school, there would be times when my best friend's mom would pick us up and say, "Hey, by the way, we're going to go do this. You want to come along?" And be like, "Heck yeah!" My parents had no idea where I was.
Yeah, that was before cell phones. And,
you know, I would call when I got to his house and say, "By the way, Tim and I, with his parents, we did this, we did that." Well, because I was with his parents, I would never have gotten into a car with a complete stranger. Well, unless there was candy or puppies.
When you were a kid, you would leave, especially in the summertime, you would leave in the morning, maybe come home for lunch.
No.
And then disappear again.
Yeah, absolutely.
And not come back until dark.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Once I got my bicycle.
Yeah.
And my world of influence exploded. You are 100% correct. I would get up. And one of two things would happen. Me and my buddy had some kind of horrible adventure set up to where we were going to go off and explore. Or he would show up, we'd go swimming in the morning, and then off we would go. But you're right, man. Out, we were gone.
Yeah.
And the rule was, and I'm sure there's a lot of people that remember this, I was to be home by the time the streetlights came on.
They used to run an ad or a PSA on TV, at least here. I don't know if they did it in Florida. Parents, it's 10 o'clock. Do you know where your children are?
Oh, I remember that. Yeah. Now, at 10 o'clock, heck yeah. My parents knew. I remember one time I came skidding in just as it was, you know, getting dark. And my mom was railing at me. I said, "Whoa, whoa, whoa. The cars do not have their headlights on yet." And she just looked at me.
She's got you off the hook.
She's really, "You're going to split that hair?" And I said, I saw the streetlights coming on, and I headed home. I didn't see any cars with their headlights on. You're like, okay, that's fine.
But I had one last crack deal to make before, you know.
No. So, yes, child safety is an issue. Now, here, it appears that the issue of child safety is not as critical, and I'm not saying important. Every parent wants their child to be safe. But the danger, I think that's it, the danger of child abduction is not as prevalent as it is in other places of the country. Yes, here, there's been one story since I've been up here of a child, an attempted abduction up here, one time. Sad to say, it is a frequent story from where I'm from. Trying to take a child from a hospital, trying to influence a kid to get into the car, et cetera, et cetera. It is a problem. It may not be as prevalent here, and I hate to say this, it's just a matter of time before it does come here into our environment. So, schools, in order to be proactive, they get ahead of the game. They make sure that, you know, you have to check in with the office and sign in before you go wandering around looking for your kid. They set up rules in order to keep the children safe. And one of these rules is in Cumberland County. Hang on a second. I'll give you Cumberland County, Tennessee, at the Cumberland Elementary School in Crossville, Tennessee. They noticed that there is a lot of traffic for the students that are getting picked up from school. A lot of parents are coming by to pick up their kids. They also noticed that the walkers, the kids that walk home, were being released at the same time. You got kids kind of intermingling, getting in the way. It was dangerous. So the school system put up a rule. Those that were riding the school buses got released first. Those that were being picked up by parents in a car got released second. And those of you poor schlubs that got a hoof at home, you get released last. And that is to keep them from wandering around in the traffic.
Mm-hmm.
This is an elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to understand, elementary school kids don't know anything about, I mean, you could tell them a million times, don't walk out in front of traffic. Okay, do-do-do-do-do. And they're talking to their friend. They're going to walk out in traffic.
Mm-hmm.
So they are trying to keep the kids safe by not allowing the walkers to be released at the same time.
Right.
Now, unfortunately, a father of a couple kids in the school system by the name of Jim Howe said, I need to pick up my kid. I normally pick him up in the car lane. I'm signed up. You know, they identify me as picking. But there was something, some special circumstance. He walked into the office and said, I need to pick up my kids. And they said, oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Howe, you can't have your children yet.
Now
your children are driver. They are taken home by car, so you have to wait in the car line to pick up your kids. He said, "I'm not in my car. I've walked up to the school. I'm taking them home. I'm walking." Oh, that's fine. But your child cannot be dismissed until after all.
Oh, he didn't even have his car that day.
No, he didn't have. He walked up.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Mr. Howe. This happened two times.
You know, the argument would be that. If one person did this, then a lot of other people would want to be doing it, and the whole thing would be chaos and madness again, and that's what we're trying to get away from.
Now, that probably is part of the argument. But Mr. Howe came up twice
right.
and said, hey, I need my... No, and they made him wait. The third time he came up, I'm sorry, Mr. Howe, you can't have your kids. He's like, you know what? Bull crap. These are not your children. They're mine. Give me my kids. School resource officer was called. There were words exchanged between the school resource officer and the parent. Mr. Howe was arrested for disorderly conduct. Not a good situation.
Well, bad on both sides. Just to play devil's advocate for a minute here, and we can talk about it when we come back from the break, but the idea that one parent can come in and disrupt school rules might be questioned. I mean, do you want a parent to come in and disrupt rules that are put in place for the safety of the kids?
I think, like I said when we were discussing and giving a little teaser of what we were going to talk about, I think common sense and personal responsibility can be used in this circumstance one more time and come to an agreement that could have been much better than a father being arrested.
We don't know how mouthy and violent
video.
He got.
Nope.
Oh, we do?
There's
we do
video.
Know?
And mouthy? Yeah. Violent? Nope.
Okay.
WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We'll be right back. 715-845-2155 if you want to be a part of it.
Wisconsin Morning News now. Rush Limbaugh at 11 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.
Welcome back to Feedback. It's 821. All right, we're talking about a father who normally picked up his kids from school in the drive-up lane. And the school system said, hey, we want to keep the kids safe. So bus riders go first, car riders go second, And then last to be dismissed out of the school are the walkers. So the dad normally picks him up in the car. This time he decides, hey, for whatever reason, he walked up to the school to get his kids. And he was told on three occasions, nope, can't have your kids.
We have a system and you're messing up the system.
Yeah. All right, so let me throw in my opinion here, just to start things off, to let you know where I am personally. I walk on that campus. I want my kids. I don't give a flying rat's butt what time of day it is. Those are my children, not yours. You will hand them over to me without argument. Period. Not your kids. At any time that you say you can't have them, I'm coming after you and false imprisonment. I swear to you. You will not tell me that I can't have my kids. End of discussion. Now, I have a rather aggressive side to me when it comes to certain circumstances. And I believe the father here probably may have as well. I can understand the school wanting to keep kids safe. Absolutely. I have reported on and covered stories of horrific tragedy by kids getting hurt in traffic issues from being related from school. So I understand.
What if it's a divorce situation?
Well, then the school system has on file who gets the kids. This can be very complicated. It puts the school in a horrible circumstance. But, you know, the dad can pick him up on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Mom gets him Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And Grammy is also allowed to come get him any day of the week. All right? That's one of those things that, hey, school system's got to be cognizant of. All right? And if it was a case where he was supposed to be there on a day and he's showing up on a day that's not – that there's paperwork that you have to file. Right. That's not the case here.
Okay.
This is a case where he normally picks his kid up via the car line. This time he decided to pick him up. He walked to the school, wanted his kids. He was told, you can't have your kids. The logic is, the reason
you can't have your kids right now. You can have them in 15 minutes when their group gets dismissed.
The logic is, we don't want the kids running amok, running into the traffic. They're not going to be running amok. They are with their parent. The responsibility of the safety of the child is now released from the school and is placed firmly in the hands of the parent. That's where the personal responsibility comes from. The parent cannot accidentally lose track of the kid get hurt, and then sue the school. No. Although a lawyer is probably going to argue, oh, yes, he can. Well, he shouldn't. That's the personal responsibility. The common sense thing would be for the school to say, oh, I understand. I am releasing the child to the parent. The rule now needs to be superseded. We're not going to allow the kids to be released alone. We will allow them to be released into the custody of their parents or whoever is authorized to pick them up. Common sense, personal responsibility would have solved this. But the school system, and listen, I'm going to give the school some credit here. School offices, there are times when the administrative offices of a school is overwhelmed with things that are going on. And when that happens, you stick to the rules. That's the way you make sure that order is maintained. But it would have been very, very simple for the administrator, the secretary, whoever, to simply say, we can release your child to you. Please understand that this causes a rip. Let's not do this a lot. All right? You don't have to be nice about it. But to deny that parent, even for 5 minutes, access to his children was inappropriate. And then when the school decides to call in the school resource officer who sticks to his guns and says, no, this is the way.
Have you ever gone to a school, though, and demanded your child without a reason, like a doctor's appointment or a dentist appointment?
You don't have to have a reason.
If I show up, 15 minutes before school is going to be let out just because I'm there early, I'm not going to go in there and demand my child be released to me at that point. I'm going to wait until normal day's release happens.
Wait a minute. I understand that. You're saying you're going to go in and say, okay, the kid needs to finish the class. But let's say you have a trip planned. You guys are going to catch an airplane, and you got to pick up the kid 15 minutes before school lets out so you can make your plane on time.
I'm making plans ahead of time then with the school to do that.
Why?
to not have a situation like we're talking about right here.
Okay, and this is a real a key issue here. The school does not need to be notified that I'm coming to get my child early. I understand that it would be nice, and it's polite, and it's appropriate, and it would be fine to call the school and say, hey, by the way, I'm going to come up and I'm going to pick up Tom's kid early. No, you can't. Well, yeah, maybe. Okay, I don't want to make fun of this. I could call them and say, hey, we have plans. I am going to pick up my little rugrat at this particular time, and they would be appreciative. But I don't have to do that. There should not be a requirement that I have to give them prior notice. That child does not belong to them. That child is mine. And if I walk in, I don't even have to have a reason. If I want to walk in at noon and say, you know what, it's a beautiful day, my kid and I are going to go have lunch at Mickey D's and play hooky for the rest of the day, they can't. No.
There are truancy rules. You can't.
If I want to take my child out of the school, I don't have to give them a reason.
You really are a rabble-rouser, you know?
I do not have to have a reason. I do not. Now, if the child is missing a lot of school, then they say, hey, you know, your kid needs an education. Then, yes, the truancy laws, making sure that I'm a responsible parent. But if I just get a wild hair and decide I want to go and enjoy the great outdoors with my kid, school system has no right to say I can't do it. None. I don't need to show a doctor's note. I don't have to show any reason why I want my child. My child. Now, the father, I understand his frustration. The escalation of it to where he got arrested, I think I'm going to put that on the blame of the father. That shouldn't have happened. Would it have happened to me? Oh, yeah, probably so. I can see it happening. But would I, while I'm cooling my jets in the jail cell, going, all right, my wife is not going to be happy with this.
Yeah, yes.
And this is
choose your battles. Choose your battles to fight wisely.
This is going to cost me quite a bit of money while I'm having to fight this. Uh-huh. I probably should have done this. There are better ways. I think filing a formal complaint and then filing a lawsuit would have been an appropriate way to handle this, because the school system is overstepping their boundaries. All right, let's take a break, and when we come back, let me hear what you have to say. What would you have done in the circumstance where you wanted your kid and the school said, no, you got to wait 10 minutes? WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We'll be right back.
The Wisconsin Morning News to start your day. Feedback at 8. The biggest talkers. And did we mention football? There's only one station that delivers it all. Every day. AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.